As Signor Zaguzzo fell asleep, a parade of Prussian generals, court jesters, and fairy princesses began stepping out of elevators into the candlelit Rainbow Room in New York. A bishop in full regalia handed a drink to a belly dancer. A hooded executioner chatted with Marie Antoinette. A cluster of people had gathered around the painter, Ludovico de Luigi, who had sketched the outlines of the Miracoli Church and was beginning to apply colors to its inlaid marble facade. The hired entertainers, stilt-walking jugglers, acrobats, fire-eaters, and mimes in Commedia dell'arte costumes, strolled among the guests, most of whom had no idea the Fenice was on fire. The only coverage of it on American television so far had been an 11-second mention, without pictures, on the CBS Evening News. Peter Duchin sat at the piano, perched like an exotic bird with black and white feathers rising from the brow of his black mask. When he saw Bob Guthrie come to the microphone, he cut off the music with a wave of his hand. Guthrie, his large frame wrapped in red and white caftan, welcomed the guests and then told them he hated to be the bearer of bad news. "The Fenice is burning," he said. "It cannot be saved." A collective gasp and cries of no resounded throughout the ballroom. Then the room fell silent. Guthrie introduced the guest of honor, Signora Dini, who stepped up to the microphone with tears rolling down her cheeks. In a tremulous voice, she thanked the board of Save Venice, which, she said, had voted late that afternoon, to dedicate the evening to raising money to rebuild the Fenice. The silence was broken by scattered applause. The applause swelled to an ovation, and the ovation crested on a burst of cheers and whistles. Ludovico de Luigi, his face ashen, took the Miracoli painting off the easel and put a blank canvas in its place. In pencil, he quickly sketched the Fenice. He put it in the middle of the Venetian lagoon for ironic effect and engulfed it in flames. Several people headed for the elevators to go home and change into traditional evening clothes, saying they were no longer in the mood to be in costume. Signora Dini turned away from the microphone and daubed her eyes with a handkerchief. Bob Guthrie stood nearby, speaking to a cluster of people a few feet from the still-open microphone, which picked up part of his conversation. "We'll probably raise close to $1 million for the Fenice tonight," he said, citing the $1,000 price of admission, the auction of Ludovico de Luigi's painting, and spontaneous donations. In answer to a question about the money, Guthrie could be heard to say, "No, no, certainly not. We won't hand the money over to Venice until the restoration starts. Are you kidding? We're not that stupid. We'll keep it in escrow till then. Otherwise, there's no telling whose pocket it might end up in."